T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It's a big day here in the city of Memphis because Kyle Anderson is the newest member of the Memphis Grizzlies. His father, Coach Kyle Anderson, is here with us now. First of all, Coach, congratulations and welcome to Memphis.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Did you get enough apartment recommendations on Twitter?
Yes, sir, I did. And I was just saying that as to say Spurs aren't going to match and looks like little Kyle's going to Memphis. I really wasn't meaning that I'm looking for places in Memphis yet.
I got you. Well, if you need any other recommendations, you know exactly where to go. Didn't you guys play at FedEx Forum when Kyle was at UCLA in the tournament? I want to say y'all came here for a tournament game.
Yes, sir. His sophomore year in the Sweet 16, they had to play the number one seed Florida Gators, and they did take a L to Billy Donovan and his crew.
Did you get a chance to go around downtown at all while you were here?
Yes, sir. I got a chance to go downtown, Beale Street. I even went over to the University of Memphis.
All right.
I spoke to Coach
Pastner.
Correct.
Yeah.
I spoke to Josh, but he was out of town. You know, I stopped by campus and I called him to see if he was around, and he was out of town at the time.
Coach, you mentioned that tweet kind of putting out, hey, we're looking, you know, time to look for apartments, kind of noting that San Antonio wasn't going to match. Were you surprised they didn't? Did you gut your instinct tell you it was going to go that way? Kind of take me through that.
Well, I'm a basketball guy, and I've been coaching a long time, and my instincts were that they were not going to match. If you look at San Antonio's history, they don't really have a history of matching offers from restricted free agents, and I just didn't think Kyle was the one who they said we're going to change our strategy. So everyone else around me, my brothers, you know, the family, they all thought, no, they're going to match me. I had a great year. And my insight was, no, they're not going to match.
I got you. Going from starting, you know, where he was through three seasons into the last year, you go from starting 14 games, playing 14.2, about 14 minutes per game in 16-17, to last year, it opens up, you're starting 67 games, it's 26 minutes a game. Was it hard for you all as a family? Was it hard for Kyle to be patient, you know, that sort of wait your turn?
It was. We're talking about a young man who has always been on the floor.
Yes, sir.
Or on the field, whether it was basketball or football. Was never a Batman. Was never a Batman on the team. Was never a Batman, but always a great Robin. But he's always been on the floor.
I got you.
So it was a little tough for him. And I've never seen him, or he's never had to face adversity like that. But being a coach's son, he understood what was going on. And, you know, whatever the coach says, that's what you do. And you do it, you know, with a smile on your face. Whether or not you're happy inside, you know, that's not your position or your place to show. Your job is to go out there and do what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
We are, of course, talking to Coach Kyle Anderson. He's the father of new Memphis Grizzly Kyle Anderson here on the Jason and John Show. In terms of organizations to be drafted into, there probably are not many in professional sports that are better than the San Antonio Spurs in terms of getting you ready to be a professional and grooming you. What did those 4 years with San Antonio mean to both you and your son?
Well, let me first state that him playing for the Spurs and learning how to be a professional probably added 5 to 7 years on his NBA career. He really learned the ins and outs of what to do on game days, game night. I'll give you a quick story. his rookie year, I go up to see him up in Boston, and we go out to dinner, and I have a couple friends with me, and we head back to his hotel, because I can't afford to stay in the 5-star hotel at this time. We go back to his hotel, and it's about 11 o'clock, and he says, okay, Dad, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, well, do you have a curfew? He said, nah, there's no curfew, but everybody understands you get to your room early and get to sleep. And I said, oh, okay. And right there, it dawned on me, hey, he's learning how to be a professional.
We are, of course, talking to Coach Kyle Anderson again, the father of Kyle Anderson, newest Memphis Grizzly. So when you get the offer sheet from the Grizzlies, fully guaranteed almost $40 million, it's a Friday. What are you guys doing that night? Do you go out? Do you celebrate? Do you have a big, a big party? What do you do that night?
Well, we did have a family dinner. We all got together, his brothers, and he has a sister that lives out in L.A., and she happened to be in town, and so all of the brothers and sisters and his mother, we're divorced, but we're cordial. We all got together and went to a nice place right across the river from New York in Edgewater, New Jersey. And we had a nice little family dinner and talked about what was going on. But at this time, now remember, we're not sure if San Antonio is going to match
right. It,
or if they weren't. But we thought it was a win-win situation. We thought if San Antonio matched, then that means they're bringing him back to play rotational minutes. And if they didn't match, then we understand the Grizzlies, they want him to play rotational minutes also.
Coach, I went back and found a story that was written right after the Spurs drafted your son. And they looked like they talked to you a bit and talked to your son about, just how athletic the family was, your family, how many folks played, football, basketball, a little bit of everything. And there was a quote in him from your son in that story about the way you raised him and how tough you were on him. Obviously, you're a coach, and that's something we expect, that sort of relationship when you're talking about coach and son. But he said, at times you're so tough, he thought maybe you were rooting against him. And he said that's what sort of led to the humble guy that he is right now, maybe even the professional, being able to understand, look, it's going to take time, get through these 3 years. I suppose you wouldn't change a bit about the way you raised him. Was that tough, to be tough on him, or was that y'all's family?
It was tough. My father was a professional football player.
Yes, sir.
With the New York Giants and the Chicago Cardinals.
Cardinals, yep.
Yes. He was also a very good track coach at a small black school, Maryland State. But it's University of Maryland Eastern Shore now. So he passed away when I was young, but there are a lot of traits that I learned from him when I was very young. And it is, you have to, someone has to be tough on a person who's trying to get to the top.
Yep.
There are going to be a lot of people who are going to pat you on the back and tell you you're the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there has to be a balance. The number of people telling him he was doing excellent far outweighed the ones who were telling him, hey, you got to get better.
Yes, sir.
But I think because of who I am, his father, I think mine carries, my opinion carried a little more weight. I was a little shocked when I read that article and he said, I didn't even think my dad thought I was good until I was like a teenager or something like that. And when I look back, there were some times when there are at least three times that I look back and it was borderline child abuse. When I look back,
wow.
At that time, I just thought it was, you're my son and this is the way I'm raising you. And that's how it has to be. But
I got to ask, you just mean keeping him in the gym, running some extra laps, Dad? I got to dive into that one with you. When you say borderline, is that how you mean it?
Well, no, there were just, I'll give you an example. We used to go to when he was about 6 years old, he started doing basketball camps at 5 years old, and he would play with the 7, 8, 9-year-olds because I was a high school coach. So he would always go with me to the camp, and I would be with the older kids, and he'd be with the younger kids. But we used to go to this camp in New York called Basketball City. It's right on the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get out of the subway, you got to walk 3 New York blocks. And a New York block is equivalent to any other place's 5 or 6 blocks if you've ever been in New York.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they're long. And I can remember, 5 years old, I can remember me walking at my pace. and just stopping at the corner. And if you can keep up with me, you can keep up with me. If you can't, well, then you better catch me before I cross the street. And when I look back on that, for doing that to a five-year-old, I kind of thought. But at that time, it was just, hey, you want to go to camp? Well, then you got to keep up with Dad.
Yes, sir.
You know. So that's one of the times when I look back and say, you know what, I could have been a little easier on him.
Well, you know what?
But he accepted it.
Yeah, and he's got
a
$40 million contract. So I'm
trying to be like you, Dad.
All's well that ends well, as they say. We are, of course, talking to Coach Kyle Anderson. He is the father of new Memphis Grizzly Kyle Anderson here on the Jason and John Show. So when you look at the situation now with Kyle's new team, first of all, he's only 24.
Yeah.
So he is going to spend his prime, in theory, here in the city of Memphis. What do you like about the situation here in Memphis?
Well, one of the things I like about the situation is that they're familiar with his game and what he brings to the table. So I think they're, and I hope at least, that they're looking to accent what he does well. As a coach, when you're coaching game situations, you want to get the best out of what your players do well. Not what you can go in the gym and do, you know, work on what they don't do well. And I think the coaching staff there, especially with Chad aboard, I think they know what he does well, and they're not going to put him in a position where he has to do the things he doesn't do too well, and that's shoot three-point shots.
It sounds like the idea with Kyle, if we are to sort of believe the reports and just knowing what the Grizzlies' roster situation is, that, you know, Kyle's going to have a chance or if not expected to start from day one. Is that kind of the idea?
The idea that I received is that you can fight for a starting spot.
Okay.
We're not going to give you anything. You got to come down here and prove your worth. And to be honest, I'm very glad that JB gave it to him that way, because I don't expect my son to ever be handed anything. He's never been handed anything.
Yeah.
I don't want him to be handed anything. I'm not going to hand him anything. So, you know, JB made it clear that, hey, you'll be fighting for a spot.
Right. So are you guys flying in today, tomorrow? What's the plan?
Actually, he catches a flight out today to Vegas.
Okay.
And they're all out there.
Right.
I know I saw Mike Conley on TV.
Yep.
Gotcha.
At Summer League. And I know he's going to sign his contract today, so he's flying out there today, and he's going to spend a few days, do a little team building with them, and get to know his new teammates and coaching staff and all that. And,
yeah.
You know, he said, Dad, do you want to go? And I said, nope, I'm headed down to the Jersey Shore. So, I have one of his German Shepherds in the car with me, and I have my German Shepherd, Puffy, and the three of us are headed down to the Jersey Shore.
Love it.
Sounds like a
plan.
That
is simple living there. Coach, we appreciate
Coach,
the time.
Thank you for this, man.
Welcome to Memphis and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and looking forward to meeting you guys out there in Memphis.
Absolutely.
Can't wait.
Talk to you soon,
Sounds
Coach.
Good. Thank you, Coach.
He is Coach Kyle Anderson, the father of Kyle Anderson. How about that? What a childhood for Kyle Anderson.
My goodness.
I would have traded three bouts of child abuse for $40 million at 24.
Yeah.
I would have traded that, okay?
Well, you know, I'm always trying to figure out the best way to raise CJ.
Yeah.
So I like digging in with these dads, finding out what they do. I don't know about making CJ run those New York blocks,
Take him
though.
To New York.
Keep up, or you're going to lose me.
I think what we have
but
learned.
But it clearly paid off.
Well, so I'm saying. So he's got. So next year, here's what you need to do. We need to go up and take a group trip to New York City.
Yeah.
And we need to walk the block.
Yep.
At our pace.
Yep. See if CJ can take
it. And if CJ can't keep up, well, he just can't keep up.
Well, I just lose him. Just gone.
But if you keep him, if you can locate him,
then we've got a chance.
In 20 years, he will get a $40 million contract.
Yeah.
That is what we've learned today. Some real wisdom there from Coach Kyle Anderson.
That was great.
No, he was great. It was good to have him. We're glad to have him in Memphis. We'll come back. Keelan Lawson going to join us. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.